Eye on the Arctic. Views from the North. I'm Elise Quinn. Now, the five Arctic coastal states, and that would be Canada, Denmark for Greenland, Norway, Russia, and the United States, signed an agreement this month agreeing to a fishing moratorium in the Arctic Ocean. Now, currently, environmental conditions preclude commercial fishing in the region. But the agreement was widely praised as an example of international cooperation and of states taking a long-term view of the environment. But last week, Iceland, which is a member of the Arctic Council but does not border the Arctic Ocean, called in the ambassadors from the five Arctic coastal states to signal its displeasure with the agreement. And joining us now to explain why is Iceland's foreign affairs minister, and we've reached him today in Iceland's capital city of Reykjavik. Minister Svensson, hello.
Hello.
Now, why is Iceland unhappy with this agreement?
I think it should be obvious to most of the nations that why Iceland is not happy with this. We are among the leading fishing nations in the world, and we are an island that is totally inside of the Arctic Circle, if you can say so. The marine environment is extremely important for Iceland. We have been running our fishing system for decades in a sustainable manner, so we have a lot to offer to the conversation that needs to be taken when it comes to controlling or harvesting the oceans. We cannot find reasons why these five states decide to have this agreement. Because, for example, I cannot understand why Norway or Denmark, on behalf of the Faroe Islands, are more coastal states than Iceland. So for us, it's a decision that is not appreciated in Iceland and needs to be clarified with us why these five states decided to do this without the participation of Iceland.
And what was the main message that the foreign ministry passed on to the ambassadors last week?
Well, we passed on to them those messages that the marine environment is of crucial importance for Iceland. We have been advocating for the oceans, for sustainable fisheries for years. We are among the leading fishing nations, as I said before. And no Arctic coastal states depends as much on fisheries as Iceland. We are participant in regional fisheries management programs, both in NEAFC and NAFO, and contributes actively to the work of and recommendations of ICES, just to mention a few of them. And also, we are a contracting party to NEAFC and a party to the UN Fishing Stocks Agreement, and that provides a legal framework of fisheries in the high seas, including of the central Arctic oceans. So we think, for those five states, if they are serious about, having some kind of a control or whatever they are thinking about the Central Arctic Ocean, Iceland should be with that around that table. Also, maybe we can ask ourselves the question: what does this mean if five of eight Arctic states decide to make some kind of a declaration without discussing it with the other three? Is it something that we are going to see more of in the Arctic Council or Arctic cooperation? I think it's not a good sign.
And, when the declaration was made, when it was publicized, I'm thinking of the government of Norway when they posted it on the website. They said at the end, the coastal states acknowledge the interest of other states in preventing unregulated fishing in the high Arctic. And it talked about a broader process, initiating a broader process to include commitments by all interested states. Tell me a little bit about why that's not acceptable to Iceland.
Well, it's quite strange, I think, if five of eight Arctic states decide to promote some kind of a declaration and tell the others you can join if you think it's good for you if you decide to do so. The coastal states should have been all around the table to decide and to write this declaration. So it's kind of a strange, say, governance, or if I can say so, to take a decision and then offer the rest to get along with it, not being able to deliver at the meetings.
Well, what reason?
Not acceptable.
What reasons were you given for Iceland not being involved?
Well, there has been no reasons given to Iceland why we have not been at the table. I have heard that we were not among the coastal states, which is quite strange, but we have not got any formal explanation on this.
And from what I understand, these agreements are non-binding. Is there anything really at stake for Iceland?
Well, what is at stake is that, you know, even though this is not a binding, and we, of course, say that this is not, binding for Iceland or nothing to do our, views on this issue. Let's say there's a new sign that we have not seen before in this cooperation we have in the Arctic, five states making some decisions or plans without the rest of them. This is not acceptable.
And, you know, if we look at how climate change is increasingly bringing these issues around shipping, environment, security in the Arctic, that the international community is wanting to get more and more involved. And if we sort of stick to fishing, you know, there's countries as diverse as, you know, Japan, China, South Korea, that have expressed a keen interest in what's going on, defining their role in it. And they often, like Iceland, talk about their expertise. Now, you know, should countries like that be involved in discussions around fishing moratoriums like this? Do you think things should be limited to the eight circumpolar nations made within forums like the Arctic Council? What's Iceland's position going ahead?
Well, there's no question that the Arctic Eight, they play a major role when it comes to the Arctic because the Arctic states are those eight. We have these observer countries that are contributing to research, contributing to the working groups and et cetera. And of course, it's important to listen to them. But the Arctic Eight are those who have the responsibility more than others. And so far, we have been able to keep a good cooperation inside this between these eight countries. And, it has been a success until now, and I hope, of course, it will be a success in the future. But this is not a good sign for the future if some states are going to make declarations and so on without the others. Arctic fishing, Arctic shipping, and the economic possibilities in the Arctic is something that is understandable that other countries that are non-Arctic states like to be involved in. But those eight, as I mentioned before, are the key players in it. But we need to listen to others, of course.
And, you know, what's next? Now that this has happened, you've mentioned that it's, not acceptable and a disturbing precedent. So what's next? Where do we go from here?
Well, we definitely criticize this when we have the possibility, opportunities to do so. We will simply sit down now and go through the process so far and see if we how and if we can get involved or change this. Of course, we have to decide: are we going to sign up or be one of those they are offering to join? It's something that we need to discuss in Iceland. But what worries me most is that that they have decided, they did decide, and they go, went all the way with this. They have been working on this since 2008, so it has been enough time to sit down with Icelanders and offer us to join. But that has not been so far.
Minister Svensson, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.